Hey there, veterans. This is Justin with a quick note before today's show. I've put together a few free ebooks that serve as a quantitative complement to these qualitative interviews. So if that's how your brain works, head over to the resources tab at beyonduniform.io and check them out. Hope that helps and enjoy the show. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I interview military veterans about their civilian career. Today's episode number 68 with the legendary JLD John Lee Dumas.
Listen, life is a journey, and all of my failures, which were plentiful pre-EO Fire, added to the success of EO Fire because they were all life lessons. They were all things that I had to learn and go through in order to launch and run a successful multi-million dollar a year company, which EO Fire has grown into. And so, you know, it's just really looking at life as a marathon, saying, you know what, you're 26 years old when you get out of the military, or you're 36, or you're 56, and you put your 20, whatever it is, you have a lot of life left. So stop trying to rush, like stop trying to sprint everywhere. Just look at life as a marathon, set your sights on your goals, and then just take them one step at a time.
I'm excited to have John on the show today. He's really been at the forefront of podcasting and is currently generating over $205,000 per month. Yes, that is $205,000 per month through his website, EO Fire. As I've started a podcast, John has been a role model for me. In the show notes, you'll find links to his free podcast webinar on how to start your own podcast, as well as Podcasters Paradise, which is the world's largest community of podcasters. I use both of these and highly, highly recommend them to any of you looking to do the same. This is a quick interview, but we cover a lot, so definitely keep listening if you're interested in working for yourself, earning extra income on the side, or are wanting to grow a passion product. Before we start, here's some more info on John. John is the founder and host of EO Fire, a daily podcast that interviews entrepreneurs 7 days a week, where, as reported by Forbes, he has generated over $2 million in sales by his second year in business. He started out at Providence College, where he did Army ROTC, after which he served in the Army as an armor platoon leader for 8 years. After his time in the Army, John enrolled in law school, but left after his first semester. He then worked in corporate finance at John Hancock in Boston, and later at a tech startup in New York. In 2009, he moved to San Diego to work in real estate. During his long drives, he started listening to podcasts until he decided to start his own podcast, which launched in September of 2012. He is the author of Podcast Launch, the creator of Podcaster's Paradise, and has been named the best of iTunes in 2013 with over 7.4 million downloads and subscribers in 145 countries. John is very open about his financials. They're available on his website, and it's worth checking out because the numbers are staggering. For this episode, you're going to definitely want to check out the show notes at beyonduniform.io, where I'll link to all the shows, resources, and great sites that JLD mentions. So with that, let's dive in to my interview with JLD. So joining me today in Puerto Rico is the legendary JLD. John, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Justin, I am Beyond the Uniform, and I'm honored to be here.
So I always like to start off asking at what point you decided to leave the Army and how you approached that decision.
For me, it was actually always in the cards, and I was open for those cards to change, but they never did. I mean, when I became a first-year cadet my freshman year in college, like it was always, okay, I'm going to be all the cadet that I can be during my 4 years of Providence College and ROTC, then I'm going to be all the officer that I can be for the 4 years post, and then I'm going to enter the inactive reserves for the following 4 years after that, and after those 12 years, like no more Army for me. Like I was never thinking I wanted to be career. Again, wasn't 100% closed off to it. I was going to let my life kind of dictate itself, but that was my mindset. And so then everything just kind of worked out naturally for me where, you know, I redeployed from Iraq after my 13-month tour of duty about a year and a couple months before my 4 years ended. And so I just, kind of had this great job as the rail head officer, which was meant basically I was in charge of all deployments and redeployments to and from Iraq over those last like 14 to 16 months. And when my time came, I built up about 90 days of excess leave. So I actually ended up getting up out almost 90 days early from my 4 years, and then just kind of naturally entered the inactive reserves where I spent 4 years, and that ended in May of 2010.
And one thing I always like to ask is, we all have great habits from the military that help us in our civilian career. I'm wondering, what habits did you need to break from the military to be successful in your civilian career?
Well, this is going to sound maybe a little snarky towards the civilians and civilian world, but I had to break my habits of actually expecting people to honor their words. Mm. Meaning, when somebody in the military says they're going to do something, they actually do it. So I randomly expected that when I was in the civilian world, and when it didn't happen, I was like in shock, and it was kind of tough to adjust to. So I had to break my habit of like expecting people to actually come through with what they say they're going to come through with.
And as listeners heard in your bio, it took you several years and a few different positions before you found your calling with EO Fire. For a listener who wants to follow in your footsteps, is there any experience from your time before EO Fire you would recommend they pursue before starting their own company?
Listen, life is a journey, and all of my failures, which were plentiful pre-EO Fire, added to the success of EO Fire, because they were all life lessons. They were all things that I had to learn and go through in order to launch and run a successful multi-million-dollar-a-year company, which EO Fire has grown into. And so, you know, it's just really looking at life as a marathon, saying, you know what, you're 26 years old when you get out of the military, or you're 36, or you're 56, and you put your 20, whatever it is. You have a lot of life left. So stop trying to rush. Like, stop trying to sprint everywhere. Just look at life as a marathon. Set your sights on your goals, and then just take them one step at a time and move forward towards that. And, you know, as people like myself that try to sprint to success, which I tried to do for the 6 years post my active duty, you know, when I tried law school and I quit, and I tried corporate finance and commercial real estate, and I just failed and quit because I was, you know, doing what I thought I should be doing and trying to get to success quickly, and it just doesn't work that way. And to really sum up this section, like, there's an Albert Einstein quote that finally made sense to me at 32 years old, and that quote is, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. And so when I finally figured out that it was going to take me providing value on a consistent basis to become successful in this world, that's when I started on the path of EO Fire, and that's when success found me.
That's great. And I think what's so powerful in that is, I think there's this military mindset where you do something and you break through walls to make it succeed. And some might label, like you said, like lawyer or law school, you jumped out of that or failed or at that or whatever else. But it's like, those are the experiences where you learn the most, where you're saying, this is not what I want and I want something else, or you take something from it. So what I really appreciate in your background is these lily pads that took you to EO Fire. You were learning something every step of the way, and you weren't committed to sticking to something that wasn't right for you.
Well, I love that use, the analogy of the lily pad. I think that's great. I mean, that's what I was doing. You know, I was hopping from lily pad to lily pad, but guess what? I was missing lily pads too. And I was falling in the water and, you know, semi-drowning before I pulled myself out like a drowned rat to try it all over again. But this time with lessons learned, with like knowledge in the bank. Mm.
And how long did it take before you could pay yourself a salary? And I say that for any listener who wants to start their own company, just setting the expectation of how much of a reserve of cash they need to build up so that they can have enough time to get something off the ground.
I think 18 months is a good kind of barometer to have out there, where you're saying, listen, I need to be able to have my bootstrapping in control enough where I can live off of whatever I have for 18 months. Like, I kind of like that as a barometer, because by 18 months, you should be able to have at least some revenue coming in some areas that should be able to support your lifestyle, which hopefully is quite low and is quite reasonable at that stage in your life, in your entrepreneurial career. So for me, I had that about 18 to 20 months. And again, this is where I think a lot of military veterans and just people that are out of, you know, the service have a benefit, because I know that I did, was I had no debts. And that was huge, because a lot of people are saddled with debt. But thanks to ROTC and things along those lines, like, not only did I have no debt, but, you know, during my 13-month tour of duty in Iraq, like, I was able to save some real money. And so at 26, like, I had a savings account, which very few of my, like, really none of my friends had, that, you know, I just got out of college and got the OJOB that weren't military. So that put me in the situation of being able to fail with law school, with corporate finance, with commercial real estate, and not be forced to just take some job just to pay the bills, because I could support myself. So then when I had that aha moment for EO Fire, I could say, okay, I can, you know, I have about 18 months if I really bootstrap it. And that's about, you know, how long it took me. You know, actually it was closer to about 12 months when I started making real revenue post-launch. But really it was closer to 18 months if you count the pre-launch time when I was having the idea, hiring mentors, learning, kind of doing the side hustle thing. So it takes time.
Yeah. And one of the things I really appreciate in your show is you do a powerful job of probing people's failure and how they learned. And I'm just curious, what was one of the biggest mistakes you've made with EO Fire and what you learned from it?
The biggest mistake by far was my failure to launch. And like now looking back and seeing all the people that I've mentored to launch their podcast, and it's been over 40 of one-on-one mentors, but plus I run the largest podcasting community in the world, Podcasters Paradise, where we have over 3,000 members. And one thing that all podcasters have in common, and Justin, you'd be lying if you didn't say you had the same problem, is when it gets close to launch time, we start to try to come up with excuses about why we need to wait a day, a week. In my case, it was 5 weeks. Like I had launch day ready on August 15th of 2012. And I just came up with BS excuses on launch day. And I pushed it back a week and then two, and then finally all the way back to 5 weeks. Fortunately, I invested in a mentor who kicked my butt, and she, Jamie Masters of The Eventual Millionaire, said, John, I will fire you if you don't launch your podcast today. So that was my savior. Like that was what I needed to get my podcast out there. And that's why it's so important to have an accountability partner. And that's definitely the biggest, you know, mistake and failure with my show, because that was just 5 wasted weeks of time that I could have been growing my show, my brand, my audience that I'll never have back.
I love that. I love that quote from Patton that a good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week. And I think it's such powerful advice of like execution and dive in and don't overthink things. Don't try to perfect things.
So true.
I'm wondering for a veteran who's thinking of starting their own business, what resources would you recommend that they look at today, even if they're on active duty, something they could do today to get started on that path, to take that first step?
Well, I can share a couple resources. One, I have no affiliation with. It's called Fizzle, and they're just a great group of guys. And for 5 weeks, you can go over to Fizzle, and it's just a community of basically, you know, early stage entrepreneurs in all different industries and niches. And your first 5 weeks in the community are free. You know, then by like, you know, the next month, if you want to stay in, it's $35 a month. So it's very reasonable. And you get access to training. I did actually provide some training to them, but, you know, just as you know, like to help them out on podcasting. And there's great training by other people like Pat Flynn and fill in the blank. And it's just a great community, incredibly reasonably priced. A lot of great people doing some cool things. The people that are running it, Chase Reeves and Corbett Barr, are just inspired by what they do. And they do some cool things. And then to talk about a resource that does have some connection to me, I would say, everybody needs to have the Freedom Journal. And like, I'm not just saying that because I created it. Like, I'm saying that because over 16,000 have been sold. And I'm seeing every single day in our private Facebook group the changes that's being made in people's lives. So if you're getting out of the military and like you want to accomplish something big, well, you need to set and accomplish one big goal and accomplish that goal in a set period of time. And that's exactly what the Freedom Journal will do for you. It will guide you in accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. That's what it does. And that's so important. That's what I did with EO Fire. One goal, launch my podcast. And then I moved on to my next goal, launch Podcasters Paradise. Then my next goal, and so on and so forth. So definitely have that, again, incredibly low investment, $39 over at thefreedomjournal.com.
That's great. And I'm part of the Podcasters Paradise group. Highly recommend that for listeners who are thinking of that. It's just, you know, this trend that I think you'll hear on the show is borrow experience. And in a 10-week program on John's site, you can save yourself hundreds of hours, like learn from someone else, like borrow from their experience. And it just really catapults you further.
Yeah, I'll even take it to the next level. I mean, good artists copy, great artists steal. It's just reality. I mean, we're all standing upon the shoulders of giants. That's okay. Now, you need to find your unique voice within this world of podcasting, vlogging, emails, you know, Snapchat. You need to find your own voice, but you know, you can learn from those who have come before you.
One quick question I had is, you've interviewed so many people in your thousands of interviews. Do any just come to mind right now that you would point people to get started on listening to your show?
The Tony Robbins interview was pretty cool because that was like a big moment for me. So, you know, even though it was like episode 1200 or whatever, like I was still so nervous. I was like, I'm talking to Tony Robbins, and it was a cool experience. He dropped a lot of good value. So that was a fun episode for me. A couple that were really cool were by one of my favorite past guests. His name's Aaron Walker, and he has a business called View from the Top. And I can just say, you know, if you go to my website and you just search, use the search bar to type in either of their names.
I'll have links too. Yep.
Yeah. Or links. And so, you know, and if anybody like you're inspired by too, like Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, I mean, you can just search in that search bar and it'll take you right to their show notes page. You can listen there. And we have a lot of fun.
That's great. It's so funny you say Tony Robbins. I'm literally in Boca Raton right now. Just finished up date with Destiny. Just incredible human being.
Wow. How was it?
Oh, dude. I mean, I think it was one of the most powerful experiences of my life. And, you know, military, I went to business school at Stanford. I would still say this is one of the most influential things I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to do it someday. I've never done any Tony Robbins experience. You know, for personal reasons, but, you know, maybe someday.
Oh yeah. Well, final question. I know we're out of time, but just, any final words of wisdom? It could be about life or about career, but knowing you have a veteran audience, what else would you want to say to them?
You know, I kind of want to circle back to the theme that I think is really important that we kind of touched upon earlier in this chat, which is that Albert Einstein quote that, you know, try not to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value, because man, it was all the times that I chased success, that's when I failed. But when I just sat back and said, how can I add free, valuable, and consistent content? That's where the idea for EO Fire came. That's where all my success started, was from that, coming from a place of value first. And if you want to learn more about me, my business, and all the free awesomeness that we have free courses on podcasting, on webinars, on goals, on funnels, all free. It's all at eofire.com.
Awesome. Well, John, I appreciate your time, but I also just appreciate the example you are for veterans, for someone who is just off-roading in their career, going after their dream, and just really achieving at an extremely high level. So thank you for both of those.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Surface.
Thanks for listening. As we wrap up, I wanted to share three quick but important announcements. First of all, if you haven't already, please sign up for my newsletter at beyondtheuniform.io. Although I publish on LinkedIn and Facebook, I'll be starting to use the newsletter as my primary means to share new articles, episodes, and resources relevant to the veteran community. Second, I would love to hear from you. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a relationship where I do all of the talking. You can view me as your very own dedicated resource to help you and other veterans in your civilian career. Have feedback on what I can do differently? Let me know. Someone in particular you want me to track down for an interview? I'm all ears. Know of another way that I could help the veteran community? I'm dying to know. You can find me on LinkedIn, comment on any post at beyondtheuniform.io, email me at justin@beyondtheuniform.io, or if you're in the intel industry, I'm sure you can track me down in some super creepy way. However you do it, take me up on it. I thrive on feedback. Lastly, a quick plug for a few resources I think would benefit any veteran. American Corporate Partners and Service to School both provide free assistance to any veteran. American Corporate Partners pairs you with a mentor in your desired industry, and Service to Schools finds a mentor at a suitable undergrad or graduate school program to help you with your application. Check them out. As always, tons of great content and resources available at beyondtheuniform.io. I'm Justin Nasiri, and I'll be back soon with more great episodes.